Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And we have a guest in the studio with us today. Miss Honeybee is looking out the window, and I think has a bit of an attitude.
Yeah, she does. She decided that, well, she kind of claimed this spot on a cabinet. And so we've put a little, I don't know, some
blanket.
A little cat blanket down for her. And so she's sitting, looking at me and squinting and seems a little disgusted that I'm in her space. But
right. I mean, you're about 3 feet from her.
Yeah, it's too close though right now.
Right. When you reached out and were petting her head a minute ago, she squeaked at you.
Yeah, it was a big squeak, but that's a meow from her. That's how she meows.
It is. She has the funniest voice and the funniest personality, but she is an absolute sweetheart.
She is, and people know her. A lot of the people that come to the farm ask about Honeybee. So she's very famous, and I think it's kind of gone to her head.
Yeah, I think it has a little bit. We'll have to work on that.
Yes.
So we just came off the weekend of our first Gert's Garden To Go bag delivery, and it was a challenge, but also a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, and yes, it was a challenge. And but we got it done. We had practiced the route.
We did. We went and found a couple of addresses we weren't entirely familiar with. Apparently, we should have done that for some that we thought we were familiar with. Because
well, we only had trouble with one. And
right.
That should have been a really easy
one.
It
should have been very easy. But for whatever reason, it was hiding from us. But we found
them. In plain sight.
Right. Right. Right there on the corner.
Yeah. Neither one of us could find an address anywhere. And we finally figured out where it was at. It was very clearly marked.
It was.
But we missed it. I think it was probably the playlist or something. I don't know.
Ooh, you do have a nice playlist that we listen to as we cruise. And that's, I don't know, just kind of become a fun part of what we do.
It's even called the Carrot Mobile playlist.
Yes, because the vehicle we use to do our delivery route is orange, and last year got named the Carrot Mobile.
Yes, and so a lot of people still call it that. So, yeah, it came back this week, and we had a pretty good size route.
We did. It was about 40 miles, honestly, that we went around the countryside. Our deliveries are within a 15-mile radius of the farm, but even when we plan that route to be the most efficient, it still gives us a little drive.
Yeah, it took us, a little over an hour, maybe?
Not
real long. And, you know, the idea is that we just drop and go because we also are open then on Saturday afternoons. So, it was super hot this weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, you can hardly breathe hot, and I can take a lot of heat.
And you just think you're swimming when you're outside just trying to breathe. It was awful.
Yeah, it was tough. But Martha brought some beautiful produce. She had some lovely carrots.
Oh, those were gorgeous.
Yeah, they were perfect. And so everyone that was on the delivery route got carrots. So I think that was probably a really nice surprise.
Yes, I think it was.
But it was a challenge for me to just figure out between what she had harvested and then what I harvested to, it seems like, 10 doesn't sound like that much. That's quite a bit of produce.
It really is. It's more than you think.
Plus, we were selling produce at the farm both days, so we may have to adjust some of that because we did it, and we had plenty, I think, for everyone, except for garlic. I just don't think we can have enough garlic.
Yeah, that has been like a top seller this time.
It really has, yeah.
So we loaded all of those up. I also baked scones this weekend.
Lots and lots
of
those.
You
had a really, really good
response. Yes, it was a wonderful, wonderful response. A lot of orders. And I even baked a batch Saturday morning while you were out harvesting for the garden bags. And then, like you said, for sale out here. And we loaded them up. You had them all laid out and organized. I had the route list organized. Everyone had paid ahead on PayPal, so that made it easy. We can just drop at your door. You don't have to answer the door. You know, if you want to leave a cooler or a bag or something out for us to set it in, we can do that. But we can also just set it on your doorstep and run, because we're going not horribly early, but we left about 8 o'clock, a little after.
We have to. I mean, we have to go early because we're open here at noon. And, you know, so when we came home, I changed my clothes, went back out to the garden, and started harvesting at the Merck. And you had orders for Saturday. So,
right.
Yeah, we had a lot of work to do when we came back. So, you know, we would like to be able to talk to everyone. And so, you know, if we kind of seem like we were in a hurry, we were really kind of in a hurry. And we don't mean to be rude, but, you know, when we're open at noon, it kind of pushed us. And we didn't know how long it was going to take.
That was
the
other
thing.
Yeah, it was the first time we had tried it. And trying to work out all the bugs. But I think we did that. And I'm looking forward to doing it again next Saturday the 19th.
That's right. Yeah. And it'll get more efficient. And when we have some of the vegetables that can be harvested ahead, like tomatoes and peppers and eggplant, and some of those can be harvested like even on Saturday morning or Friday evening. But because we have so many cool weather crops, like, and it was so hot, I couldn't pick lettuce or anything like that before we left. So we had to do that and then package it and then get it in the cooler right away. So we were kind of like, I was taking a shower not real long. Like, that was like my third shower for the day already. Not real long before the Merck opened at noon. But we got it all done. It was a little bit of a challenge, and the heat really kind of added to it.
That made it worse.
But you know what? I'm grateful, and I hope that people were happy with their bags. Again, it's a share. So whatever we harvest, we divide that. And this week there were 10 of them. And, you know, so everybody gets a little bit of that. So, you know, there were turnips in it. You know, you may not like everything that's in it, but that's when you share with your family and your friends.
Or branch out and try something new that you're not familiar with, or try a new way to prepare it. You know, you mentioned turnips. These were cute little baby turnips, so very mild, flavorful, but mild. I like them best raw. Just eat them with some, you know, ranch dip. Peel them, slice them, eat them that way. You prefer yours cooked.
Yeah, I grew up having cooked turnips.
So you could chunk those up and cook them, maybe boil them until they're almost done, and then saute them in one of my favorite things, you know, butter, and season them up. And yeah, give something a try that maybe you're not as familiar with. But as we go through the season, like you said, it will be whatever is in season and fresh
that week.
That week.
Yeah, it'll be that week. And, you know, we are putting on tomatoes now. We're putting on peppers. Soon we'll be putting on eggplant. The plants look great. We don't actually have eggplant on yet, but once they start, they'll go quickly because we do the minis. And so we'll have corn eventually. There will be some really good the what people consider the premium around here. Everyone wants corn and
tomatoes
and tomatoes,
and we'll have those.
Yes,
when they're ready,
we will. But yeah, people are kind of expecting that now. We also have green beans starting to come on, so that'll eventually be in bags, and those are always really popular.
Oh, absolutely.
So, in my opinion, it's just going to continue to get better and better, and it'll be harder. I don't know if it's going to be harder for me. Probably really not. But, you know, we'll have so many different things. And
it'll be exciting.
It'll be fun. And it is fun for me. I kind of feel like Santa.
Yeah, you're the one that runs them up to the door. I drive and plan the next stop, looking ahead to where we're going next. And so, yeah, you get to play Santa Claus. Although I never saw you go down a chimney.
That sounds like a good idea.
That might not be a good idea.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, the other thing, too, we were talking about, you know, coming back and being open. We do have the Merc open every Friday and Saturday afternoon from 12 to 4. And the number of people that are coming to the Mercantile both of those afternoons continues to amaze me.
Yeah. I think Friday, we talked about this. We had someone here about 5 minutes before we opened on Friday. We were ready. So, you know, we said, come on in. We're ready for you. We didn't have any time the entire time we were open on Friday that there was not a customer, at least one customer here.
Right. And
none. It was constant. It was
that
great.
Is so cool. Now, on Saturday, we had a little window for about an hour.
Yeah.
A little bit slower, in the middle of the afternoon.
But it was hot.
It was hot. I get it. People were probably at the pool or just staying inside in the air conditioning. But wow, all of a sudden, here came everyone.
Yeah. And we sold out of produce both days. Which I love that. And, you know, one of the most beautiful parts of being on the farm, if we do sell out of produce and we have someone that comes late and they see lettuce or they see something in the garden that they want, if they can wait a little bit, I'll go out and get it for them.
Yes. And I think that is a really nice service that you do. I've seen you cut herbs.
Oh, it makes me happy.
And yeah, it's really...
I've cut lettuce.
Talk about fresh.
Yeah, I've had people wait on green beans. I mean, you know, if we're out of something, you see it in the garden.
If we can do it.
I'm willing to do that for you. So yeah, that way you know it's pretty darn fresh.
And in all of that, I get to have some of those fresh things in our kitchen as well. And that makes me very happy. I've been using garlic and cilantro, spearmint. I'm drying out some mints for different teas. I'm still working on my garlic-scape salt experiment. I'm letting that kind of meld together, and I'm hoping to offer that in the Merc. I've been trying out some new scone flavors.
We've had a lot of different lettuces.
Yes.
Lots of different greens, mustard greens, and
I
kale
love
and
mustard
spinach.
Greens. I had no idea.
I didn't know it either, but I love them too.
They're beautiful and delicious.
I put them in our salad blend. Our salad blend is really popular. We're about to be done with that, I think, for at least a little bit. I'll put some more in probably in July. So we'll have some again in the fall, but we still have some. And so that is really popular, but I put a little bit of the mustard greens in it. We like them, just the small ones, just to eat like
yes.
a salad.
I also like it on a sandwich
yeah.
as greens, like on top of a chicken salad sandwich.
Just a little
That's
spicy.
Delicious. Absolutely. So I'm enjoying trying all these things in season, eating in season. I posted about roasting garlic, so I'll link to that, and you can get some ideas about roasting some garlic and some of the delicious things you can do with that.
And I came from the garden this morning and was looking at some of the potatoes, and I thought, you know, maybe there might be a little bit in there, and I got a really nice handful of new potatoes.
Oh my gosh, I was so excited when you came walking into the kitchen with a handful of new potatoes. Those will be on our supper table tonight, along with some of that delicious garlic. I'm going to roast it in butter in a cast iron pan.
So that's good living right there.
That is good living.
I am grateful for it. So thank you to all who came to the farm this weekend. And we have Dodie and Dexter on July 17th. We have a home extension group that's coming at the end of July. So we are busy and happy about that.
Yes, we are.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.